the Binus Reimim to some degree. The kvias has been the last few years to take a stanza or a chelik of the Shir by Yehoi, which was made by Shin Levi, Big Mekubal, to try to be misbeinin and to understand something kefir keinu. The last stanza, it says by Yehoi oir mufla rumaila. There's an extraordinary oir way above. Yereisa milahabit kiravla. You were scared to look at it because it's too big, it's overwhelming. Ta'aluma, it's a mystery. V'ayin kairla, and the mystery is called ayin. Ayin meaning the infinite, the above, the beyond. Namta, you said, ayin lo yisishurecha, an eye will never be able to look at you. Bayachoy. So the Pashtus, this goes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a b'china of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we understand. There are things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we learn and we know and have a sense of. And then there's something called Lo Yir'ani Adam V'choy, that a person cannot see it. And on that high darga is what we're talking about. That there was a light that it was Yori Milahabit, like Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, that it was Yori Mehabit. And Namta Ayin Lo Yisishurecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed that an eye cannot see this, and Bar Yochai, and so on. But it's not enough to leave it at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that there's a place where you can't see, because there'd be no point of incorporating this into the Shir by Yehoi if this is where you can't understand. The piyut is Oisik in the Shvoche of Shir Yehoi, that Shir Yehoi went where no one else went. And this is one of the Inyanim. There's a certain Seder Advarim that he was Oimir on all the Nekudas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal in the world. And this Inyan over here of that it's an oir that is Yorim Milahabit, an oir that is Ayin Lo Yisishurecha, is a place that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had a kesher with it. And the question is, how does one have a kesher with a place where it's Ayin Lo Yisishurecha? The truth is, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai himself also, it says in the it's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that there was a line of smicha from Rav to Talmud. It says Reb Akiva was Masik Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. Omar, Reb Akiva said Yeshiv Reb Meir Tchila. The order should be Reb Meir come before Reb Shimon. Niskar kamu pnei Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon was very crestfallen. Amalei Reb Akiva, so Reb Akiva told him, Dayach shani u'boirach makirin koichacha. It's enough that I and HaKadosh Baruch Hu know your maila. In other words, the true maila of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is a b'chin of Ayin Lo Yisishurecha. No one except for Reb Akiva and Kavi Yochel Rebbeinu Shalom were oimer that nekuda. It's something that is he himself is something that's not the eye of people don't get it, don't understand it. So there's, besides the fact that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai must have had some tfis in this inyan, it's also something that he himself was a darga where he wasn't seen really. So we need to get some sense of what is that darga. One more hara. The Gemara in Gittin says that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai told his Talmidim, Shnu midoisai, learn from my midas, because midoisai are the trumas of the trumas midas Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva's core, my midas, whatever it is that I have to teach, to pass on, is the essence of Reb Akiva's essence. what are we talking about? In other words, there's a nekuda, a center nekuda that we can identify as being Rabbi Akiva's life. His entire life, the truma, is the essence of kedusha in something. Even chita achas pederas akri, there's one nekuda. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is a toich of that nekuda. Let's go back to the inyan we started before. We said that there's a pasuk l'yan adam v'choy, that a person, there's a darga where it's a person can't possibly understand, see kaviyach l'kadosh baruch hu v'choy. So Reb Doisa says it's brought down in Medrash in a few places. Reb Doisa says b'chayeim eino royim avol b'misosim royim. And in a few places, the Medrash is quoted in a few places, a little bit slight shinuyim, it says that b'shas misa, b'yoy misa, in other words, it's clear that it's talking about while the person is still alive. And while the person is still alive, when it's shas misa, when it's the ace misa, it's shayach to, then lo yadol v'choy doesn't apply, and the person is zeichet to see. What happened b'shas misa? If it's something, it's koloid is a bus of a dom, and the mashmos is clearly that he's a bus of a dom. But since it's b'shas misa, that's a zman that lo yanodam v'choy doesn't apply anymore, and a person can be a roya. So Reb Tzadik says, Machshavas Choretz, he speaks about, it says Gemara in Shabbos that Losid Lovay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be misfakech with the Ovis about Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechal of them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they will, Avram will say yes, Yaakov say yes, Yitzchak will say no, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say Leitai Medarika, Leitai Mesave, and will go with Yitzchak. It says at that time Klal Yisrael will start being Meshabeach Yitzchak. And Yitzchak will say, instead of being Meshabeach me, why aren't you Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Lashon the Gemara says is difficult to translate. The Gemara says, Mechvi kutshebricho le'einayhu, or be'einayhu. He will show them with their eyes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they'll be Meshabeach Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. So Yitzchak is the one that will kaviyochel be mechve beinayu. Why? So Reb Tzadik says that the reason why lo yirani adam v'choy is because since our ayin of basa, our eyes of flesh and blood, are toifis a world of chayma, they are chayma, and the toifis a world of chayma, so you can't see anything else. Yitzchak is someone who is blind. Yitzchak is someone who's afret savamunach. He's the b'shas misasai. He's the living. By him, his entire life of Yitzchak was shas misa. Ein shulten b'yom amoves. Shas misa is a zman when there no longer is any kesha. The kesha, the person hasn't come there yet, but the kesha with this world has been misnatik or nechlash. Yitzchak, that was his mahus, was he was kulay, he was okun on a mizbeach, he was afritz avumunach. So Yitzchak has that pechina of mechle beinayhu. So with the Herring and Chazal, Reb Tzadik is giving us the Herring Chazal that the reason for lo yirani ha'adam v'choy is because he's chai, and because as long as he's a chelik of this world, then his ayin is an ayin of basar, and that's a chayma between seeing anything else. The ayin is nitfas on the chaymer, and he has no shaykhs to seeing anything beyond chaymer. in the Zman of Misa, Bishas Misoson, even before there's a beyond, there's the Mokum where it says Ayin L'Rosso Secho, before that Mokum, when the person becomes blind, when he loses that kesher with this world, there's Shayach Giloy of Yadon V'Choy. So we have here an Oymek that the Tzaddik is Megalotos, that the Tfis of Yadon V'Choy is not a darga that's impossible, but it's a darga that's impossible so long as we're choy, because we're chai. And when a person is misnatic from that chius, and a person is, once you close that, it's like you have two lights, when you close one, you can see the other one. That's the same, that's the inyan of le'adam v'choy, but b'shas misas and the'ah. Rabbi Akiva, what was Rabbi Akiva's nekuda of his life? He tells us, Kol yomai hoyisi mitztayer. All of his life is mitztayer. Mosi yagia de b'chol nafshecha. In other words, his entire life was a certain nituk, was a certain, whatever he saw in the world didn't satisfy him, because it was, if he could see something else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it wasn't b'chol nafshecha. The mitztaya wasn't, he was waiting for the moment. It was kol oid he had a kesher with something else, it's lacking in b'chol nafshecha, and that was his tzar. What was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's essence? So the Zohar HaKadosh in the Memra, in the Idra Zutta, which talks about his Ptira, describes his, the Torah that he said on the day of Ptira, his great Giluyim that he said Dafka on the day of the Ptira. Pasach Reb Shimon Va'omar, Ani L'Doidi V'Alai Tshukosai. I belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and my entire yearning, my entire craving is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Yoyma, the Iskatana by Alma, all the days that I was tied to this world, Bechad Ketira Iskatana by Bikutcha Brichu. I was knotted, I was tied totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or begin Kach Hashta Valai Tshukosai. And that's why all my Tshukas sums up now, is summed up on him. In other words, if we deherit correctly, Rabbi Akiva's Trumas Midoisav was the tchia from seeing the world around him. Everything that he saw around him was a stira to bechol nafshecha, and Reb Shimon was the nekuda pnimius of that, which is the olai tshukasai. The one is the sur meira, so to speak, and one is the asei toiv. The nekuda pnimius of someone that everything around him is disturbs him because it's taking away from b'chol nafshecha. The sheirish of that is the olai tshukasai. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's core was a core that was equivalent to the Yom Misa of L'Yanodim V'Choy, but the Yom Misa, yes, Yom Misa means the day that the person's mitztayer on B'chol Nafshecha finally settled, and the V'alai Tshukosai comes into play. And that was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's life, was that life. And that's why his Torah couldn't find its hafatza. He himself became an embodiment of something that was beyond. Ayin L'Tishurecha was chal on him as well, because he belonged to that world. If you shayach to that world, then you yourself are part of it, and you yourself are not visible. And that's what Rav Akiva told him. In this world, there's no tefis in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't have his makom in this world because dayoch shani v'boyoch makirim bo. I want to add something. I wouldn't share this, except that someone very close, was Neman, told me, and I feel ashkocha. I try to stay away from these type of stories. My uncle Reb Chaim Greineman was nifta Shvi Shel Pesach, and he was a gavur rabba, extraordinary person. We must put a drop and. But his grandson was telling me a little bit about his final day. He wasn't especially sick. He was the constant decline in health. And on Shvi Shel Pesach, he got an aliyah. He went over to Sefer Torah, and he said, "I can't see. I'm a suma. I can't see." And he told them they should look up and they should be down in the halacha. If as a suma, they can give him an aliyah. If you were from the minyan, they were in falpa and they decided you can get an aliyah, and he got an aliyah. He came back and he said krishma, because he was the minyan, always say krishma over. And then he said, why did everything light up now? And he said, Sitzait mazol tzin and licht. And he fell asleep and was nifta. I mean, the siluk, a blindness in this world, is a prerequisite to re'iyah of a different order. These are inyanim and dargis that are way, 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 way beyond us, but they do apply. Every person has an eye, and every person looks out around him. What's going on? What's doing? Our tfisa is deadened by the fact that we're Isaac with Chayesha. It's in as much as our eye is Shayach here. Were blind to anything beyond. Reb Shimon Ben Yochai was megala that the open eye, the eye that can have a kesha, that maga with the nyanim that it says lo yirani adam, is dafke b'shas misasei. And b'shas misasei, there's a kepshuta in it. And Shas Misosai is a certain type of way of living. The more a person is misalik himself from inyanim of chayma, the more a person sees beyond chayma. It's either or. Either the person sees here and is blind there, or the person is blind here and sees there. It's a trade-off. It's one or the other, or one at the price of the other. The hizbeinus mitzara vaida in the yonah of Shimei Choy is that a person is that lo yanodem v'choy is the most profound moment of avaida is mishas misa, when a person has drawn back, or the more a person has drawn back, that's when it starts becoming lichtik and an oyrum and mufla.
Oh, wie mich kann er.